This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, it's time for our chit chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I guess I got to have my volume on.
Huh? Yes, that would be helpful. I can hear you now.
I am doing well.
Okay, good, good, good.
Mickey, do you eat the crust on a sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
I eat the crust on pizza.
Oh, yeah. I disagree with you on that. That's for the dog.
Oh.
He loves it. So I gotta make my dog happy.
Why does the dog love it?
I don't, because it's
something. He's got good taste.
There you go. There you go.
That is a great point. All right. So, obviously, gearing up for the 49ers, we've talked a lot. We talked a lot yesterday about some of the challenges they face injury-wise, but a lot of those injuries have hit the offense, whereas the defense has been solid, but maybe not as good as one might usually think of the San Francisco defense.
Well, they lost their linebacker, Dre Greenlaw, torn Achilles.
Yeah.
They lost defensive tackle Javon Hargrove with torn triceps. And their safety, Talanoa Hufanga, tore his wrist ligaments, and he's been out. So they have suffered some injuries defensively to go along with, and who knows what's going to happen with Deebo Samuel, but it kind of wiped out their wide receiver core. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey looks like they're not going to bring him back till after next week's bye. So, yeah, they've had about as many injuries to deal with as the Cowboys have over these first, 7 weeks of the season.
Have you made your mind up on Brock Purdy and where he kind of stands as a good quarterback, great quarterback, product of system? Where do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, he's been good for, two years?
This is
his third? And all of a sudden, when he doesn't have all his guys out there, he's not as good. Imagine that.
Team building's important.
He didn't have a very good game this past one. But again, neither quarterback did, if you look at it. I think I wrote this down. Between him and Mahomes, their quarterback ratings weren't even 50.
Yeah. I think that is correct.
I think it was 44 and 30-something. Well, when you throw interceptions, you don't throw for a lot of yards, your rating's not going to be good.
Purdy was 36.7.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to cheat in 2 points, right? I think he's good, but he needs a team around him. He needs, not just a running game, because I think the backup guy is Mason. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
But he's not a pass catcher the way Christian McCaffrey is. McCaffrey's kind of a dual-type offensive player, and I think they missed that part of it because it's a significant part of the offense. Just like Baltimore, I understand what Derrick Henry's doing, but it helps that you got a quarterback running for, I don't know, he's probably got 300 yards by now, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So there's a dual threat there in the offense they run that I think helps other people be able to be productive. And I think that's the same thing maybe in San Francisco when you got McCaffrey on the field.
You know, we were talking about a lot of bye things yesterday in terms of what we are looking for over the week off and everything. But who's a guy on this team that is maybe better than you thought thus far?
Better than I thought?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that Cooper Beebe would struggle more than he has transitioning from guard to center in the NFL and never had played center before. I think he's been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
You know, and when everybody talks about the line being young, I get that if you have both rookies starting at the two most important spots on the line of scrimmage. But I think it's been the problem is having all five guys coordinated. You're moving new guys in. They got to adjust to the defense shifting right before the snap. Now, what do I do? Or if there's a blitz coming, which guy should I pick up? I think those are some of the things that the all five have struggled with. But I think he's been pretty darn good. I think the rookie linebackers, Overshown and Leofau, I wasn't sure what to expect from Leofau, and the fact that Overshown was coming back from a torn ACL. And I think they've been pretty good, too, when they get the defensive linemen to keep offensive linemen off them. I think their pursuit to the ball has been pretty darn good. So I think just off the top of my head,
okay,
I'd probably stop there if you got a guy that I think maybe I forgot.
Look, I had high expectations for Overshown, but that answer makes a lot of sense. And you might have actually answered my next question when you were talking about issues across the offensive line, but who's a player?
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.
That you're like, you got to get more from him.
Well, I think that other than the guys that I got to get healthy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would think that the defensive tackles as a group have to play better. I think that that's been somewhat lacking. I think Mozzie has had his moments. I think that, you know, the rest of the guys, you know, they brought in all these veteran guys, old guys that have names, and I don't know what they've done so far. And I don't know if that's, you know, not being fair to Jordan Phillips, who got placed on IR, but even before he got placed on IR, he wasn't doing anything other than getting pushed back off the line of scrimmage. Linville Joseph is okay, but not what I think everybody thought when they saw his name. Oh, yeah. This guy's going to be good. He's 36 years old. And he's trying to play, you know, nose tackle or, you know, and he got pushed around. So, yeah, that's been a little bit disappointing on just what's taken place there. I think Osa has played well, but again, it takes four guys and one guy's not going to make a difference by himself because teams watch tape, right? And they see, oh, well, we can take care of that guy and that guy. Now, this Osa guy, we better make that a priority and make sure he doesn't ruin, you know, what we were doing. And going back to another guy that was playing well until he got hurt was Marshawn. I thought he played well, but then he gets hurt and now, you know, he gets placed on IR and we won't see him for another couple weeks.
You have strong feelings about Everson Walls and Harvey Martin continuing the march to hopefully making the Hall of Fame?
That one's going to wear – I think it's wearing him out, by the way.
Oh.
The fact that he keeps getting closer and closer and hasn't gotten there yet, right? And the disappointment. I think it's almost like, okay, let me know when it happens. I don't want to get emotionally invested in it and get disappointed again.
Saw that with Drew Pearson, right?
Like, right, exactly. It was yeah. The same thing, you know, and look at what Walls did. People don't understand how good he was. And it wasn't just his rookie year with 11 interceptions that nobody in the league has had more since 81. Think about that. How good do you have
That's
to be?
That's pretty amazing.
Right? I mean, how many years have we moved?
43.
43? And no one's had more than 11 interceptions. And only one guy, Trayvon Diggs, has had as many. So just that. See, the Hall of Fame sometimes gets caught up in total stats, right?
Yes.
You got to look at preserving the stories that are important to the NFL.
Yes.
And I think they lose sight of that. The voters lose sight of that when they try to whittle down. That story of Everson Walls needs to be in the Hall of Fame. And part of that story is giving a kidney to his former teammate? Seriously? You know, those things need to be preserved. You know, it's the same thing with Bob Hayes. You know, everybody want to look at, well, what he did in the Super Bowls or the Ice Bowl. But the entire story needs to be preserved. This was a track guy in the Olympics winning gold medals, and then he gets into the NFL as a wide receiver and as a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Those story, and that was my argument when he got ousted, when he got close and they didn't vote him in. Those stories need to be preserved. And I think that's one thing that I think the younger generation that hasn't seen these guys play or know some of the backstories don't recognize the importance of that. You go to the NFL Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they got their bios in there, and you read this stuff, and you're going, oh, my gosh, what about that? I forgot that story. And that's what they got to preserve, the stories. It's not all about statistics. It's not all about analytics. We get caught up on numbers because we can't quantify what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears.
Man, I love
solid.
It.
You hit a raw nerve, didn't you?
I know. I kind of want you in the room making an argument for us.
Oh,
right?
Argument. I want you in that room for an argument for him.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to tell Cubby that. It's like, okay, we're going together for this.
Yes. I like that. You really care about him, too. I know this because I've just seen y'all's interactions together.
Right.
Over
and it's
time.
Good because we don't always agree, but we are good enough at what we do that we can disagree and come back laughing, right? Sort
yeah.
of like Jerry Jones on radio, right?
Yep.
I have no thoughts about that. All right, Mickey, I know you got a boogie. Thank you very
I
much,
do.
Good sir.
And if you want to hit another raw nerve, just ask me about tours here at the Star.
Oh yeah, we will
do that.
You gotta
tomorrow.
Go. We will
write
get to
it
that
down.
Tomorrow.
Okay,
yes.
We will get into that. There you go, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's summertime, and you might think putting your baby in a car seat in another cool room for a nap is a good idea. Car seats are a no-go for naps, even in a cooler room. Remember, the safest place for your baby to sleep, summer or winter, is always alone, on their back, and in an empty crib with no toys, blankets, or bumper pads. That's the ABCs of safe sleep. Learn more about infant safe sleep by visiting the Celebrate One website.